Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, and welcome to a very special episode of Nintendo Voice Chat. Today was a big news day. Big one. The biggest one ever.
Pretty much, yeah.
For the 3DS, besides the announcement of it. I don't know what was a bigger day. So we're having a special episode, and here to talk about it are our regulars, and no irregulars today.
Poor Dan.
Only in the room with me are three of the best IGN Nintendo video game fun analysis experts. The foremost in the country.
I prefer funalysis.
Funalysis.
I don't
experts.
Prefer that
I'm
term.
I'm a funalysis.
All right, so we have Audrey Drake.
Everyone.
Brian Altano.
Hi, kids.
Jack DeVries.
Hey, Koobalings, who sent me whiskey? Because I'm drinking it.
Good whiskey, too. Yeah, Jack Daniel's special brand. Was one of them.
I don't know. It's got a green label, but I can't figure out why.
Is that because you've been drinking it?
Yeah. I drank a bunch and then I tried
it's
to
lucky.
Read it.
Aged
There's
label.
Nothing on that label that tells me why it's a green label.
So, I don't know, were you guys up last night reading this news? I actually didn't hear about it till this morning.
Yeah, I actually was. I wrote one of the articles last night.
You wrote one
of those?
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
Yeah.
So
wait,
guys,
this news story broke. I know we put a story up at 12:30 last night. Does that mean that people heard about this on the East Coast at 3:30 in the morning for the first time?
I guess so. Yep.
Was Nintendo like trying to sneak into the middle of the night and let us
they
know?
They wanted you to wake up like it was Christmas. Yay. Mm-hmm.
So, that's Audrey, a weird Christmas. I don't know if you actually wrote the headline, 3DS getting massive price cut. Did you write that one?
No, I didn't write that one. I think okay. Jim grabbed
that. Was
that
our news
one.
Editor, Jim Riley.
Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Getting is a really bad headline verb. As anyone who went to journalism school knows.
Damn. Is that a no-no? Getting?
Getting. You want a strong verb in your headline.
Receives?
Getting is not a
to
good one.
To get.
Nintendo anyway. Slashes 3DS price.
I don't like slashes,
slash,
personally.
That's good.
It's a strong verb.
Yeah. So the big price cut is happening, and it's happening really soon, on August 11th and 12th worldwide. It's getting cut here to $169.99. It started at $249.99. Is that $70?
$80.
It's an $80 price cut.
Wow, nearly $90.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, that system will be $170.
It's an $80 price cut, which is a lot more here in San Francisco because of our sales tax. It's really high. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
But, as a result, 10%. This podcast will get an $80 price cut as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
we're slashing. Yeah, we're slashing prices on podcasts.
For all you podcast ambassadors, you get 20 free episodes.
We'll be recording through tin cups and string next week, so mm-hmm. Stay tuned.
And there's some good news tacked onto that we'll get to. But first of all, even though that may seem like good news, and it is for all of us, I mean, I'm going to buy four more. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just
no. Well, now I can afford to just get as many as I want.
Yeah. No, that's a huge difference. It's really, really low pricing, like much cheaper than an iPhone or you know other handhelds. Interestingly, though, that's actually really bad news for Nintendo, and it comes on the heels of some really bad news for Nintendo, including earnings, boring stories about earnings, but also more interesting stories about PlayStation Vita releases possibly happening very soon, right? There's a press release today from Supremacy MMA.
Mm-hmm.
Not a game I follow regularly, but in the press release it mentioned that PlayStation Vita version of that game is coming out holiday 2011. Who knows? Does that mean Vita's coming out holiday 2011? I don't think any of us thought that, right? That it was going to be out.
I thought we all thought that.
I thought that was kind of the
okay.
They said
a lot of people made a big deal about that today. I could have sworn
at E3.
I could have sworn they said that they were looking at a holiday release, but
okay. So this is just backing that up, I guess.
No, maybe I'm crazy.
According to our
this seems really soon to
Vita Wiki.
I mean, you guys saw the Vita and maybe possibly played it. Like, mm-hmm. There's tech demos and there are some games, but you know, we also
a lot of like legit games.
Yeah,
they were like full game demos, much more than the 3DS had.
More than the 3DS. Well,
like significantly.
If the 3DS had the store, right? Then mm-hmm. It would have had the same type of stuff because there's like smaller games that are coming.
Yeah,
right?
Aren't they doing the same thing the 3DS did with the sort of launch window instead of these games are going to be available?
Yeah, yeah.
That went so well.
Yeah.
It worked perfectly. No way this can fail.
Because of that, and that actually broke kind of today, like you know, incidentally. But I think that Nintendo has, you know, some prescient knowledge that the Vita will be out. Wouldn't you guys imagine that?
Worse
for them than that, though, and trust me, there's lots of good news, so I'm just getting this out there so we can have fun with the good news after this. After Jack gets a little bit of a buzz, right?
Yeah, I get my buzz going. And then he'll be really happy. Get a little drunk.
3DS, yay! So
here's another headline. I don't know if you were the doomsayer in this one, either, Audrey, but Nintendo loses $300 million. Publisher also drops income forecast by 82%. Ooh. So that means for the rest of their fiscal year, they expect to make 82% less, so 18% of what they originally thought they were going to make based on 3DS sales.
And that's like that's billions bad. Of yen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 25.5 billion yen,
it's massive
which
yen
is
right
$330
there.
Million.
Okay, I'm like
dollars,
eight,
which is
$8. I don't know how bad yen works.
Yeah, and so we
it means they're not billionaires anymore.
Yeah.
They've lost all
that
of
means,
their billions.
That's their That's, you know, changing their projection, right?
Yes.
So there's two things that are weird about changing your projection. One is that your projection could have been too high for a number of reasons, whatever. But also, their new projection could be too low to make it look much better.
Right. So at the end of the year, they could be like, actually,
we beat all odds.
Or could still be way higher because you don't want to tell people that you're really expecting a super
low. So this is a reaction to not making money off the 3DS launch mainly, I would say, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, also Wii sales, that's a problem. But 3DS launch has been a problem, too. And now they're going to be taking a loss on the 3DS, according to some sources. That's another headline we had up today.
I thought, I heard that, but at the same time, weren't we getting reports that the 3DS was...
$100
or over $100 cheaper to produce than they were selling it for. So it doesn't sound like they're actually taking
a
loss.
I remember running
that. So we're
still
in news analysis. There needs to be more research on this. Yeah. But we did put that on the site because some analysts are saying that.
I think it means we're still paying $20 too much then, right? Is that what the math is broken down to today? We're still getting ripped off.
Yeah, well.
You want them to just give it to you, Brian.
Just free.
They need some profits.
What's wrong with free?
They are giving you tons of free stuff.
Yes. Oh, I know they are, Audrey.
But before we talk about that, because that's the fun stuff, I also wanted to mention that the 3DS sales, until now, are 4.32 million worldwide. That's really comparable to the original DS in the December after the DS launched, was actually only 2.84 million worldwide. And then in the March after that, I don't have the numbers between those two, it was 5.27. So somewhere in between there, it was selling pretty much the same as now. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a big difference, though.
That's a million difference.
Yeah. Here's a big difference. It's a million more for 3DS, though. I mean, but by March, though. March is much...
March is five months. We're 5 months out.
Yeah, are we 5 months out?
Yeah.
That's incredible. All right. Yeah. That is a compromise.
We're 4 months out.
Thank you.
You're right.
Four months. Lay off the whiskey, Jack.
This isn't the math cast.
I had Jack Daniels run those numbers. She's my accountant.
So here's an interesting number, though, is that the 3DS has only sold 800,000 to date in the U.S.
Yeah.
That's really low. Even at launch, it was 1.36 million in the U.S. So those are really low numbers. And, by that April after the DS launched in 2005, Nintendogs, I think, had just come out. So things really picked up then. And it's just kind of steamrolled. So, I mean, ideally right now, Nintendo would be releasing its biggest game, which I think they were intending the Ocarina of Time to be.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the same thing as Nintendogs, right?
Well,
that's not selling
for
a new
audience.
Well,
they got Nintendogs out on day one.
Expecting Nintendogs to...
They need 2011's version of Nintendogs. That's not just plus cats, I guess.
Plus cats and ferrets and ponies.
What have we learned? That cats are bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, nobody we've not likes learned
cats.
That.
Yes, I learned that.
I love cats.
You just haven't learned that yet.
You're bad.
I am, plus cats.
All right. So, I'm sure
I'm not going to buy that.
I wanted Nintendogs plus
I know,
because
it's a 3DS game.
Wow.
You buy 3DS games, Brian.
We're the only ones
them.
That buy 3DS games, Audrey, apparently.
Well, let's console
Brian
each
has
other,
bought
though.
Every single 3DS game since launch almost. Right?
I've or played, yeah. I mean, yeah. I've made it a point to get my hands on everything.
That's really cool.
Half of which were because I keep making him help me review games.
Yes.
You guys didn't all buy it. You bought a DS. You didn't. Mm-hmm. Jack didn't buy a DS.
I'm still playing the work one.
And I bought one, and Brian bought one, right?
Yeah.
You bought yours.
I bought one.
How do you guys feel about this price drop?
I would feel bad about it if it weren't for the other news. Because, I mean, right. honestly, I've had... I mean, I wrote a whole article about it, about the problems I had with the 3DS's launch. But
this is a segue, though, so go ahead and tell us the good news.
Well, yeah, the good news is that for people who actually did pay the full $250 before the price drop goes into effect on August 12th, I think, we're going to get rewarded with 20 free downloadable games. And we're going to get 10 NES games. This is the first time those are available to download. Mm-hmm. On a portable.
And it should be noted that they're not the 3D Classics series mm-hmm. games. They're just 2D mm-hmm. NES
and
games.
They support multiplayer for the ones that have multiplayer.
Just 2D.
Yeah.
Oh, some of the best games of all time. Just 2D.
And, Ice Climber, really? Mm-hmm. I got a list here of those games, too. So we don't know if they're going to be specific games. Like, you take these 10. Or mm-hmm. it'll be like, here's 30 games, pick 10, right?
From, yeah.
We don't really know. It could be they put up 20 and we get to pick 10.
Yeah, we're also going
to
get 10 Game Boy Advance games, which is mm-hmm. really excited. Ever
That's
since
huge.
I first heard of the DSi, I've been saying bring freaking GBA games over there, especially since they got rid of the GBA slot with mm-hmm. the 3DS. So that's
and GBA
really,
games
or
are,
with the DSi, but that's really exciting.
Some of them are expensive and hard to find now.
Yeah, they really are. So
Metroid Zero Mission, for instance.
That's really mm-hmm. good. And Metroid Fusion is one of the ones that's coming.
Yeah. So is Yoshi's
awesome.
Island.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Mario Kart.
Let me just go ahead and read the list. No, that's fine. That's three. So Yoshi's Island, Super Mario Brothers Advance 3, which is the weirdest title ever. That's a fantastic game. Mario Kart Super Circuit, Metroid Fusion, WarioWare Inc., Mega Micro Games, love it.
Which is great.
And Mario vs. Donkey Kong. Like, those five games are like, if those are like Desert Island Game Boy Advance games for me.
Those five games are on lists of top 10 awesome. Game Boy Advance games.
Yeah.
You know, like,
some of those are on top 100 of all time lists.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're getting those.
It's
right?
like,
that's great.
If you said name five games, not Pokemon,
mm-hmm.
Those would be the games.
Yeah.
I
so
say.
Those mysterious five to whatever other games, and like, man, if Red Sapphire, what is it called? Sapphire?
Red and Blue.
Yeah.
Ruby and Sapphire.
Yeah, Ruby
the
Sapphire.
Interesting thing, too, is that.
Yeah, if they did, I'd forgive
that's
them.
A no way.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
They actually. So
no
these
way.
Are these games are for early
the
adopters.
Remake of that.
They're for anyone who connects their system.
I believe we're called ambassadors.
Ambassadors.
Now.
Ambassadors.
That's ambassador to you,
yes.
sir.
Ambassadors.
That's true. So they're Nintendo has a kind of this club for people that got ripped off.
For now, people like
early adapters.
Another cool thing about
this.
Another cool thing about this though is that we get these games before anyone else in the world. Like as of now, there aren't any.
Well, I got these games 10 years ago.
Well, shut up, Sam. No, there aren't any plans to even make these GBA games available on the eShop to
for regular non-ambassadors.
Public, which is like obviously
take
they
that,
will.
Poor people.
I know, just,
people.
Obviously
yeah.
they
Nintendo
will
peons.
Because they have it ready. They're not going to just not sell it. But it's cool.
We've
you get
no plans
to jump on everyone.
They also said with the NES games that we're getting basically like beta versions of them mm-hmm. and when
right.
they're patched down the line, like again with that stuff, it's just like, hey, ambassadors, you get these for free, you get them early when
and
they're patched down
upgrades.
The line
yeah.
you'll get free upgrades. So down the line they want to add stuff like multiplayer, which they don't have in any of the Game Boy games right now. Everything
yeah.
just says and manuals. They don't have manuals,
and that shows you
so.
That they
let
can
me,
patch those things, so
yeah.
they may go back and let us have multiplayer
That's
on
true.
Those which
so,
would be awesome.
Yeah, but people should know that patching those and turning them into 3D classics is not what's happening. It's mm-hmm. that's not
no,
that
that's
easy.
A, that's
well, it can
a
happen independent
harder
of that.
Process
that's a whole different
think,
development
yeah.
process of creating a game from scratch, essentially.
Apparently a really yeah. difficult one. So let me yeah. list off the NES games that they announced. Super Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong Jr.
Yes.
Yeah, the NES
can
version.
You say that over
fun.
And over?
Balloon Fight, Ice Climber, and The Legend of Zelda. Those are all, you know, what's funny about these games is that they're all very, very early, like kind of first gen NES games. And that's kind
the
of
black
the stuff
box
that,
NES games, we'd call them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for the Zelda gold box.
Oh, right.
And they are. I mean, that's what they're called. They're called mm-hmm. the black box series. And here's what's cool about that is that or not cool, depending on how many times you've bought these games. But one way for you to have bought these games in the past was on the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's a thing called the NES Classic series. So
which
there's a
I
little,
bought. Way too many of.
I
yeah,
did
Japan.
Too.
I bought more
I
than
did
I
too.
Should.
And they had a collector's box that you could, if you bought all of them, you got this amazing like box to put all your game boxes in.
All the cool stuff goes to Japan.
That's not fair.
Not
that was
fair.
Back when they had the Fun Club and we did.
We should have an obsessive, compulsive, like super money, you know, video game obsessive culture like Japan does.
We should.
Then
we're
we
getting
can
there.
Get cool things too.
I have
yeah.
that.
We're getting there.
We should
yeah.
have, you know, when something gets popular,
Brian and I
every
have
child in the world.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're pretty much there
it.
Already.
Yeah.
I have Pac-Man shot glasses hanging over a bar next to a Donkey Kong arcade cabinet in my apartment.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
you
sure
don't
I'm
have
there.
The ability to say, I have Pac-Man shot glasses, and 1,000 other people go, I want that too. That's what Japan can do.
I had Miss Pac-Man's love child.
True. All I have is 1,000 other people going, dude, grow up.
Yeah. You know what Japan's commercials are? This is not like a joke. I've seen multiple commercials like this. It'll just be a child, like, dressed as something, running down the street, and all these other children will see him, and they'll just start running, too, and they'll just run towards, like, something that is, like, shaped like the sun, that's like, and it's like a juice drink. They'll just, like, they just, and that's the commercial.
So they're just lemmings?
Exactly. You see the commercial, and you go, all those kids are going there, and you just, I presume, run out of your house.
So I don't know, Sam, you asked a question earlier of, do we feel like we got ripped off as early adopters? And I was thinking about that, and I realized the other day I went into, because you can go into the stats on your 3DS. Mm-hmm. Like, you can do that right now if you're an ambassador.
See how much time you spent.
And see how much time you spent. Looking at your Pokedex.
I want a badge.
Yeah.
An ambassador's badge.
Yeah.
We should make those.
Ooh, we should demand
Nintendo
that.
Voice chat ambassador's badge.
Yes.
I have a bunch of Yoshi pins. That
maybe shirts.
Yeah, let's turn those into ambassador's badge.
They'll give you Emperor's new clothes, if anything. No, they can be both. We sent you a shirt. You're wearing it already, I am.
Sorry to interrupt you.
So, yeah, if you go in, like, I went in and I was like, holy crap, I spent 35 hours playing Zelda. I spent 10 hours playing Pilot Wings. I spent 5 hours playing Nintendogs. And then it started adding up, and I'm like, I put about 100 hours into the system. Like, I spent 8 hours playing Donkey Kong for Game Boy. Like, so things have added up. And, like, if I was to break down mathematically, if that equals $80, then yeah, I guess I'm okay with it. Yeah. Bear in mind, like, a couple hours of those is like walking by your desk and Audrey's desk and Jack's desk and being like, hey, did I get a new hat in my street pass? Yeah, and you know, that's a few hours right there. But early adopters of anything, they know going in that it's a risk. Yeah. You're going to get something.
Especially, we knew what the launch window games were.
Yeah,
we knew exactly.
We talked about it at the time. We're like, well, I'm getting this because I'm going to play Zelda when it comes out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, I want a new DS. It's a new Nintendo thing. It's a new toy.
I want to play the included software.
Yeah, you know? And if you sat around and you said, hey, you know, I'm going to wait until the redesign, good for you.
Yeah, but you're totally smart, actually.
You're smart, and you're not an ambassador.
Yeah, you're not an ambassador.
Yeah. So it's the risk involved with being an early adopter, and it's for any product. And you buy an iPad and iPad 2 is out the next year. You like, it just happens.
And then later that same year, iPad 3.
Exactly. Just as you buy, you're like, I waited for the 2, and everyone's like, well, you're 50 years behind us. We're in the future with the 3 now. And you're like, okay.
But that's what's kind of cool about the ambassador program, is that, like, they didn't have to do that. And, like, they usually don't do that.
It's uncategorically like Nintendo to be like, here is 20 free games.
Exactly. Like, so it's like, so I mean, strange. We knew it's what we were
like
getting.
It's almost like Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
We knew what we were getting into.
Which they took away from us, and we were like, why?
Oh, that's right. They must have heard us last week. We forgot to mention, in order to get those games, you have to go to an island on a Game Boy Advance and bury your 3DS. Yeah.
And you have to have an e-card reader.
Yeah.
You could enter codes.
Yeah, you could. You could.
That's cheating.
This is a company that is taking a break from every week on all of their platforms, being like, buy all of our old stuff from us, to be like, we're giving you 20 for free.
Yeah.
And I know, like,
all of them. Those Game Boy Advance games are so, like, relevant and cool still.
And they're good.
Well, the interesting thing is that the ambassadors, the people who bought the system early, are actually the ones.
Who it is.
Whoa! Yes. No way!
Podcast crashed, but there's
not. Who is this?
No.
Michael Robot.
Oh, hey, Mike.
Oh, shit. We just had our podcast crashed by the guy who makes
and
our NBCI.
And brought you guys some pizza. It's cold, though.
That's really good pizza.
Yeah. So, do you want to drop off the pizza here? And when you guys are done, we're going to take a little tour of the office. So, sorry for
Mike, do you want
podcast.
Some whiskey?
I don't drink, but thank you.
Well, then you're no longer cool.
That's not true. That's not true.
So he's in San Francisco, so you decided he's going
to... Yeah, I was talking to him today. We will be done in 15 minutes or something, so we'll come say hi.
Cool. Here's your pizza.
I can't believe pizza was just delivered to the podcast.
Yeah, well. All
right, we'll see you in a second.
Bye, we love you.
Love you too, Pear.
Pizza. It's P-E-T-E-Z-Z-A.
Okay.
Pizza.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me say something really cool here. Does that meat on it?
No.
Oh, but what I was going to say is that the really neat thing about this program is that they're giving these free games to the people who actually would have bought them in the first place.
To me, I would have bought all of these.
We're the suckers who actually would have bought all of these games, and they're just giving them to us, which is taking a mini $120 losses. I added it up actually for an article I'm doing. It's a $120 value.
Well, that's did you just like kind of assume what they were charged like, for Game Boy Advance games?
NES pizza. Games go for $5 on the Wii Virtual Console, and
can you try that?
The Game Boy Color game Link's Awakening goes for $6, and since SNES games go for $8, I averaged that it would be like $7 for the GBA games. So it's not exact.
So that's actually money. Yeah, it's money that I think each and every one in this room, and probably most of the people listening to the show, would have ended up giving to them anyway.
Exactly.
So
that's yeah, it's interesting. Cool.
I mean, I never like to see something like an $80 price drop 5 months after a system comes out and spin that as a good thing. Mm-hmm, but hey, if you're looking for some games to play, you're getting a bunch of them.
And especially like when I think about it and I'm like, would I even have bought all those games? But then I look at my 3DS and I'm like, I buy every virtual console release they come out. I bought Alleyway, Radar Mission. Mm-hmm. I buy them all. So I bought Fortified Zone.
You bought Fortified Zone.
Hell yeah, I did. It's fun.
It's like, it's on there.
It's Zelda
fun.
With guns.
Exactly. So that's pretty cool.
That's a goof troop.
I wanted to point out that the guy who just stopped him, Mike Brody, does all the art for Nintendo Voice Chat.
That really cool.
I want to point that out while he's here, but
I
was eating pizza.
That guy that we just edited out of the podcast and nobody knows what we're talking about.
Right. No, actually, I think the room was picking up the pair and Mike Brody, hopefully. Yeah.
Everyone heard that faint.
That was really cool.
Ghost.
I've been talking to him about pizza places in San Francisco all week, and I recommended this Indian pizza place, and we'll see how he liked that.
And if we did that, cut that out, just ignore everything we've just said for the past few
minutes.
We're
not cutting it out. No edits.
Keeping it in.
Keeping it raw.
We're doing it live.
NVC raw.
Is that a dinosaur?
That would be raw.
Dinosaur
raw. Raw, not raw.
Here's something cool. Those NES games.
Like Dinosaur Office.
Right.
That hit video.
Yes. That will probably be gone from your 3DS video by the time you get home today. Who knows?
All right. So Craig said today on Twitter, Craig of Nintendo Voice Chat
Craigway.
Fame. Craigway. Of Craigway fame. He said that the NES Classic Series on the GBA, which we were talking about a while ago, that actually incorporated the, what was it called? Was it infrared sharing? Or something?
Wireless adapter.
The wireless adapter, yeah, for the GBA to do multiplayer like these games are going to do. So at one point, they reissued these NES games with multiplayer on a handheld. Conspiracy theory, right? They might just be the same games. But guess what? I did some research today, and already out of those five games they announced, Super Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong Jr., Balloon Fight, Ice Climber, and The Legend of Zelda, one of those games was not released as a NES Classics, as DK Jr. So I have the NES Classics list, which probably has some bearing on what we are going to see, right?
No, I would think these are the ones they think
not,
are worthy
if it's not
of
exact.
Re-releasing right away.
Right. So those included Bomberman, which is funny because it's not a
Nintendo
game.
It sounds like you said Bomberman.
We're not getting Bomberman, though, because Hudson is dead. Having troubles.
Yeah. And it's on the DSiWare anyway.
Yeah. We'll probably see Donkey Kong, maybe Excitebike, even though that's
probably
already
not
been
released. Probably not Excitebike because that's already in 3D.
Ice Glamour's on there. Legend of Zelda's on there. Pac-Man, I doubt it. It's not a good version of Pac-Man. That won't stop them, but I just think maybe licensing, they want to do it. But Pac-Man, Super Mario Brothers.
Plus, you just got Pac-Man on the 3DS?
Yeah. And Xevious.
Crappy little compilation.
So Xevious is on there, too. But here's the cool thing, is that there's four more that came out as the second series, and those are Castlevania, Dr. Mario, which would be the multiplayer game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Metroid, and Zelda 2 Adventure of Link. So those would be good NES Classics games to show up.
Didn't Japan get Kid Icarus as part of that set, too?
Japan got much more games. And you know what's weird is that in Japan, they... it's not weird, but they got a bunch of games that just never came out here on the NES anyway. They had a bunch of Famicom games. And, like, I'm still, like, just dying to get even the worst, like, crappy Famicom games that didn't come out here.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of them. Just get most of those ported.
I mean, there's always a chance
Japanese
for that.
Well,
yeah,
if you look at, like,
those.
If you look at the virtual console on Wii, I mean, we got, like, Sin and Punishment, which we never would have got. And they charged us more. And Mario, Super Mario Brothers 2.
Mm-hmm.
The
Lost
levels.
Yeah.
There are lots of crappy little Japanese games on there.
Mm-hmm. But when I saw that list this morning, I was just like,
and good ones.
They're putting Balloon Fight out on a system that won't allow it to do multiplayer. That doesn't make any sense. So I got really excited when I saw that they are eventually working in multiplayer. Like, it might not be there on day one, but you can't play Balloon Fight without a second player.
Well, I'm thankful because I was honestly really worried about Pokemon Blue and Red coming to it. Because I was like, are they really thinking of giving me Pokemon Blue and Red and not letting me trade, or in other words, catch them all? Because that's not going to fly.
Well, I don't think the wireless communication could work between old versions of Pokemon and the DS, right?
No,
I don't think that works,
it,
right?
It would, yeah.
But it could, I mean, that's why they won't do probably Sapphire and Ruby, right?
Well, I think
because there won't be any way to communicate with actual Sapphire and Ruby games.
Well, the way they've been doing it is they've been sort of steadily doing remakes of all the older games so that you can trade between them easier. Mm. And they've already done the originals. They did that on GBA. They've already done Heart Gold and Soul Silver. So the next one will probably be Ruby and Sapphire for 3DS.
Yeah,
we have no confirmation or anything about that. Yeah. It's just
if the pattern
logical,
continues,
yeah.
That would be their next logical step. Although I could see them just not doing that anymore.
Or they'll just release it on DS for some reason.
Because those things are still technically transferable.
Yeah, it's just a pain in
the
butt.
You know what I realized?
That
they could port perfectly to a 3DS? Hmm. WarioWare Twisted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was when I saw WarioWare, I was like, yeah, oh. I mean, like, it's still good one, but like, I was so excited
so
that it might be Twisted.
That gyro sensor is probably really different than the 3DS one.
Yeah.
Because it's like huge, remember? Mm-hmm. And, does it rumble also? I can't remember.
Yeah,
I think it does.
It's the same thing as the Wii Remote.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you playing Zelda and like looking around like Periscope style, like I'm pretty sure it's sensitive enough to do WarioWare Twisted.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think the first WarioWare is really fun too. I mean, I like all the
first WarioWare might be the best WarioWare, in fact. It's or
the
it's
GameCube
at least
one
the,
is really fun with multiplayer.
It is. Mm-hmm. I think the first one is the one I probably put the most amount of time into. It was great because it was just like here are some really cool games, and it wasn't like you need a pen to do this or you need a twist to do this or you need to touch this or slap this or.
Eat your pizza, Audrey.
Audrey's denying
it's
the
cold.
Pizza love.
Mike Robot gave you pizza.
It's from Golden Boy Pizza, though, which I hear is really good. It's the first time I've ever had it.
Never had cold pizza. Didn't you go to college?
Yeah,
it's Golden Boy
I don't
Pizza, where
cold
it's
pizza.
Hit to be square.
So that about wraps it up for actual news about this. I don't know if you guys have any other points of interest you want to discuss, but
we'll be doing a roundtable
soon. This is a heck of a day.
Yeah,
pretty much.
This is what we'll be talking about for the next 4 months, holding away for more 3DS
Except we won't
games
be talking about it on Tuesday for our live show, because we're still going to go with the games you missed, I think, for that, because it's a good call-in topic.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I want to mention that one of the things I read a few times today, which is actually an interesting cheat code, and I don't know about if I should say this or not, but some people are talking about buying a 3DS a few days before the price drop, becoming a temporary ambassador, going back to the store when the price drop is active and being like, can you match the price of this price drop? So then they're ambassadors and they save
$80. Within,
so they're double agents. I think
they're double agent ambassadors.
Double
agents. Yeah.
I wonder.
I wonder.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think that us real ambassadors will allow them to sit in our court.
No, they'd get like a bronze badge or something.
Yeah. I don't think they get to be in the
they don't get to go to ambassador
United
heaven.
Nations of 3DS.
No.
United Nintendo Nations. All right. Well, this is going to be a short podcast because, hey, we already did one this week, and we have a fan to meet. But it's been great talking to you guys about the crazy day of news. And when Rich gets back, we'll probably have the same podcast all over again with his impressions. But that won't be for a while. And I should mention the reason that I've been sitting in on these podcasts is that Rich is globetrotting, essentially. He's in France today, actually covering this Nintendo news. And he has a couple more weeks of that.
No, he will be back.
He's on the run
late
from the cops.
Next week, but he probably won't make next week's NBC.
He's hunting down Carmen Sandiego.
He's an actual
Where in the world
ambassador.
Is she?
Rich will find out.
He's almost found her. Him and Rockapella are hot on the trail.
We'll have a full report on where she is.
I bet we'll get the
weeks.
Free version of Carmen Sandiego for NES on the 3DS.
Oh, you think that'll be in our top 10? Nice. Nice.
That'd be great if the other five were just like absolute
completely
garbage.
Awful games.
Chubby Cherub.
I hope it's
Jordan
that'd
be so good.
Bird.
Wally Bear in the No Gang.
Hey guys, for paying $80, you get Wheel of Fortune.
How about this? How about this? Four baseball games.
Yeah. Oh, God. There's already one.
Bases Loaded.
That one's bad, too. RBI.
RBI. What's the robot one?
Dusty Diamonds, All-Star Softball, Base Wars.
Base Wars, yeah.
I've already got five. There's also Baseball Legends.
Yep.
And,
I hope we get like Super Bass Pro Fishing, and I don't really want Mario and Zelda. Kids don't like those games anymore anyway.
No. Yeah.
Y'all are boring me. Stop.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
See you, Goblings.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.